Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, a biblical Lutheran podcast for Toledo and beyond. We've got your daily Bible reading. We've got 10 minutes with Jesus looking at Colossians chapter 3. If you're following along in your paper Bible, we'll be beginning in verse 12. Paul writes, "Therefore, as God's elect, holy and loved, clothe yourselves with heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with one another and forgive each other if anyone has a complaint against anyone else. Forgive just as Christ forgave you. And in addition to all these things, put on love, which ties things together into perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ control your hearts, to which you were also called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, with gratitude in your hearts to God. And everything you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and do not treat them harshly. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this is pleasing in the Lord. Fathers, do not embitter your children, so that they do not become discouraged. Slaves, obey your human masters in everything, not just when they are watching you like people pleasers, but with a sincere heart, out of respect for the Lord. Whatever you do, keep working at it with all your heart, as for the Lord and not for people, because you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. Keep serving the Lord Christ. Indeed, the one who does what is wrong will be repaid for what he did wrong, and there is no favoritism." This is the word of our God. The beginning of verse 12 starts with therefore. And, you know, we always ask when you come across the therefore, especially here in the New Testament, what's it there for? The therefore is drawing a conclusion because of what he had just previously said. Because of the fact that verse 1, you were raised with Christ. Verse 2, you set your mind on things above. Verse 3, you died. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. And verse 4, you will appear with him in glory. Because that is the case. And because the image of God is being renewed in you, Christian, each and every day. Because that is the case. Clothe yourselves with heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. In other words, who you are drives what you do. Who you are drives how you act. And who you are in Christ is every reason to act as a Christian. And in a Christian manner is described here, with compassion and kindness, humility and gentleness and patience. And you just consider the counterpoint that we see in the world around us. Instead of compassion, there's selfishness and brutality. Instead of kindness, there's people being mean or taking for themselves with no regard for anybody else. Instead of humility, there's arrogance and pride. Instead of gentleness, there's harshness and brutality. And instead of patience, there's impatience, and there's wanting everything for me right now, right? But the attitude of the Christian heart is different, because you've been made to be different, because you've been clothed with one who is different, because your citizenship is not in this world, but it is in heaven. And Jesus Christ has raised you from the dead through the waters of holy baptism to be his very own. And because this is the case, each of us individually, verse 12, each of you individually clothe yourselves, verse 13, then as we work together, and as we live together, as we interact together, as we worship together, bear with one another and forgive each other if anyone has a complaint against anyone else. The fact that Paul is saying here is, you know, that you as a Christian will bend over backwards for the good of the other Christian rather than let any sort of division disrupt the unity that we share. And likewise, the other Christian will do his or her best to not sin against you in thought, word, deed, or action. And forgiveness is there when the repentance is there. And so we still use the keys, you know, calling somebody to repentance, and then when they do come to repentance, announcing forgiveness to them, forgiving just as Christ forgave you. And that's what a unified Christian congregation looks like. As people who work together and live together, who worship together, we encourage one another with who we are in Christ, because that reality drives all the way that we act and the way that we think. Let the peace of Christ control your hearts, to which you're also called in one body, and be thankful. In addition to all these things, put on love, which ties things together in perfect unity. And so the fact that Jesus has promised you everything, and the fact that Jesus has done everything for you, means that we view even our emotions in a new way. That we aren't driven by our emotions when something really irritates us, or, you know, really gets your anger going, or when something really saddens us. The Christian sees the big picture, that even though I may be sad for a time, or even though I may be upset about something for a time, we know that the Lord will set everything straight in his own due time, and that even the sadness and the joys, the happiness, the pleasures, and the pitfalls of this world are only temporary. Why? Because our citizenship is in heaven, because you have been raised with Christ. Therefore, as God's holy elect, be thankful and let the peace of Christ control your hearts. And what does that look like as we are thankful? The word of Christ dwells within us richly. That is, that we use God's word to encourage one another, that we look to God's word to hear what God has to say to us each individually and as a body today, teaching, admonishing one another with all wisdom, that is, encouraging one another through the use of those keys of law and gospel, and then singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God, kind of refers to three different styles of music almost. You know, a psalm from the book of Psalms, 150 of them, they're very poetic. Hymns are slightly different, and the spiritual songs are a little bit different. But all of them, the criteria that we use is, what do they teach, and how do they encourage, or how do they admonish? That they have value, because obviously, yes, we use them in worship to the one true God, and they have value because those words are what the Holy Spirit uses to build us up in the truth. In addition to the Word of God that we read, we also have this Word of God that we sing to one another. And so in all things we do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. That sort of deference to one another, as inspired and created by the Word of God within us, as inspired and created by Christ's work in us in the raising us from the dead in holy baptism, is also played out individually in our relationships with other people. And you notice there's pairs here in verses 18 and 19. Wives, submit to your husbands. Husbands, love your wives and don't treat them harshly. There's no sense of one is greater or one is lesser. There's no sense of one being able to order the other around or one backstabbing the other one. But both work together to serve the other in love. And likewise, 20 and 21, the children working together to serve their parents in love, and the parents working with the children to encourage them in God's truth so that they do not become discouraged. And finally, the bottom line is down here in verses 23 and 24. And this is especially encouraging whether if you've ever been stuck in a dead-end job or a job that you really couldn't transfer out of for whatever reason, or you've had a really difficult boss to work for or a difficult working environment. Paul says, you know what? Don't think of it as simply serving because you got to punch the clock and because you have a boss over you. Whatever you do, keep working at it with all your heart as working for the Lord and not working for people. Why? Because you know that you'll receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. Keep serving the Lord Christ. So whether it's, you know, making widgets at the widget factory, whether it's pushing papers and flying a desk somewhere, whether it's making deliveries or thinking of how you can serve God during your retirement, whatever it may be, keep serving the Lord Christ. Keep serving and working at whatever it is that you do, to encourage one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Keep doing whatever it is you do as working for the Lord. Why? Because Jesus sees it and he cares about it. And why? Because he's made you to be a new person. And who you are drives what you do. You can find us tonight at 7 p.m., 2250 South Hollandsylvania Road in Maumee. And also 9 a.m. this Sunday, we'll be celebrating the Reformation with 9 a.m. worship and 10:20 a.m. Bible class in Sunday school. Remember to set your clocks back, fall back. And also a special 4 p.m. Reformation service over at Zion Lutheran Church. You can check out the address in the show notes. There will be supper served afterward, and it's going to be good. Anyway, God bless your day.